Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Let it be. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Things went down on December 31st. In 1991, the 31st marked the end of the Soviet Union. In 1946, it was the day that World War II ended. And of course, it's New Year's Eve, the dawning of a new calendar year. All incredibly complicated, historic moments. But today, we're not going to talk about those things. Today, one of our last episodes of 2023, we're going to talk about another famous December 31st conclusion, albeit on a much lighter note. On December 31st, 1970, Paul McCartney officially sued his best friends to exit the biggest band of all time. Of course, the Beatles. Let's talk about when Paul McCartney sued the Beatles on good old New Year's Eve. Of course, you probably haven't been living under a rock, but let me emphasize how gigantic the Beatles are as a band, back then and today. The Beatles, a bunch of 20-something British dudes who were in a rock band from 1960 through 1970, have literally outsold every other band ever. More than Michael Jackson, Eminem, Taylor Swift, all of those people combined plus more. They are lauded as the most influential band of all time, credited for making pop music mainstream, making 60s counterculture actual mainstream culture, and recording more Billboard number one singles than any other band again ever. Their song Yesterday is the most covered single of any artist's music ever. And just to hit this point home, the Beatles were the best-selling rock band in the year 2020, 50 years after they broke up. Of course, the Beatles being so gigantic comes major speculation about why they decided to part ways, summarized by many in one word, Yoko. But while John Lennon's performance artist wife might have been a thorn in the band's side, I'm here to tell you that, of course, it's a lot more complicated than that. In fact, the breakup of the Beatles was a long time coming. They fought, had many clashes, were growing apart, and honestly growing up. After all, they were in their mid-20s, and they wanted to be more adult-like, autonomous. Very rich and famous adults, sure, but they wanted an identity outside of their mop-topped pop selves. That didn't start or stop with Yoko Ono, but the person who made it official was the good-natured, goofy Paul McCartney, who on December 31st, 1970, sued his best friends and bandmates. In an interview almost 60 years later with British GQ, Paul McCartney takes ownership of his actions, but said it was for good reason. That it was, quote, was the only way he could save the group's music, to sue his former bandmates. Quote, I was thought to be the guy who broke the Beatles up and the bastard who sued his mates. And believe me, I bought into that. It was so prevalent that for years I almost blamed myself. Let me explain. The only way to save the band's legacy and to save previously unreleased music, the remasters, etc., was to sue the band, who was then managed by Alan Klein, a music exec and the Beatles' newly appointed manager. As a note, Klein managed other powerhouse artists like Sam Cooke and the Rolling Stones. Says McCartney, quote, if I hadn't done that, it would have all belonged to Alan Klein. The only way I was given to get us out of that was to do what I did. So McCartney did what he had to do. He sued the Beatles in 1970 in London's High Court of Justice, seeking dissolution of the band's contractual partnership after John, George, and Ringo had recently appointed Klein to also preside over the Beatles' financial affairs. McCartney wanted Lee Eastman, the father of his late wife, Linda Eastman, to manage the band's finances, but instead, according to Rolling Stone, he was outvoted. And with the band tensions at an all-time high, he decided to take his one vote all the way to court. We'll tell you what happened after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going out there?
We're checking in.
This is the check-in. You know what to do.
Just keep sitting there.
Yeah, I guess fast forward?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either way, we'll keep talking.
Thanks.
We want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town throughout the year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And what will we be keeping us together, holding us together by a thread is the Ghost Town government.
That's right. We are getting gifts this week or early in the new year as a token of appreciation for being such great governors, such great governing entities. Keep doing God's work.
Never taking a kickback.
Never, ever, ever. You do it from pure love.
But these mayors, they do love a Yankee swap. Is that what that is? Where you swap gifts and then
you can trade.
White elephant? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where someone picks a gift and then if you're next, you can swap it or get a new one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They love it. That's common.
I like how it's my thing was Yankee and yours is starts with white.
Oh, no.
Well, it's one of these two problematically titled gift exchanges.
Either way, you're getting a fucking Snuggie.
Well, let me tell you who's getting what and who's giving who and what and who.
Please do.
If you're wondering who brought the 19-piece Bath & Body Works collection, complete with loofahs and lotions and soaps, and then your brother-in-law gets it and he's like, great, great, glad to have this 19-piece Bath & Body Works set, you can thank Marissa Rothermill.
Hello.
Showing up with a big old box, which is very exciting. It's a huge box. What's inside?
What is inside?
A tiny little Buffalo Wild Wings gift card.
Wow, I love that. I love that move.
It's a sneaky move.
Big box, tiny gift card. Look at me. I'm a jokester. I'm a prankster.
That's a real Emma Hopkins thing to do.
Hello.
Showing up with, straight up with a handful of lottery tickets.
Hell yeah.
Just a fistful of lottery tickets. Just
crumpled.
They're just holding on because they don't want to give them up.
No, but they gotta.
Because they want to scratch that itch.
No, they gotta.
That's Matthew Clemens Leray.
Hello.
Someone's got to be a big old show off.
Mm.
They said, hey, it's a $25 limit or a $50 limit. This person's like, I don't care. I'm going to go a $51 limit.
Whoa. Okay, show off.
With a sweet custom iPhone case. For a phone you don't know if everyone has.
Nope.
Does everyone have the 13? Some people have the 15.
Arrogant.
Some people have the 11. You don't care.
Mm-mm.
Because you're like, I'm going to get something that no one's going to bring.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's Casey Weber.
Hello.
Showing up with not last year's gift. They're not just showing up with last year's gift, are they? Or is it a new gift? They all look the same. It's very, very confusing. You can't ask them. It's rude.
No, you can't. You just have to take that scented candle or whatever the fuck you're getting.
It's a big old terry cloth robe.
I mean, I'll take that.
There's another brother-in-law there that's like, I don't want another terry cloth. Why do I get a terry cloth robe every year? What is terry cloth? Well, you're going to have to ask Kat Joselle.
Hello.
Showing up with a car cleaning kit, turtle wax, inside cleaning stuff, cleaning the wheel, giving that nice shine, for real car junkie out there.
Wow.
is the person that's going to get it.
We live
totaled.
In New York City.
Yeah, it got totaled. I don't use a car, but now I'm stuck with all this turtle wax. That's Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
And showing up with a $100 gift certificate. This is nice. They went too far. What's
Honestly,
it for? What's
breaking
it for?
The rules. You're breaking the rules.
It's for their own essential oils. MLM.
$100 for essential oils. This person is truly deranged. They should be kicked out of this Yankee gift swap elephant.
But they won't because you don't want to cross them. No. They have a network. They have an upline and a downline you do not want to mess with.
Yeah, they're all very loyal.
That's Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
And the ringleader, the wizard. Coming down on another helicopter. Although, did send us a message that they were on a commercial flight. Which I think
slumming
I think they okay. I think our governor, what they did was they literally bought two tickets for two different seats, one for first class and one for coach, and literally just bought it to take a photo to send us to see going, see,
I'm
I fly commercial.
I'm fucking real.
Yeah. And with and had a bag of M&Ms.
Yeah, she's
on
like,
her
I
lap.
Eat real human.
She's
food.
Like she's like, I do like the M and plus with the M.
I love M ampersand M treats.
I am also a human poor.
We're convinced.
Just showing up and then just handing out M&Ms. You're like, what do these cost?
Yeah.
$50 each?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know
what they cost.
I don't know. Who are you people?
Yeah, who are you people?
Are you my friends? Do we get champagne?
And then lights a match and throws and just burst the party down. And she's like, what do I care? No. She's like, I buy two seats on planes.
She's like the person who saw a ghost on that plane and is like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but also I'm not changing.
No.
Like I'm this, like, if the like in Scrooged, she's like, no, I just want to be more Scrooge-like, if
no,
anything.
She's fucking real as hell.
Real as hell. She's like, I don't. Okay, bring
she's
seven
like the
ghosts.
Mariah Carey of real.
Yeah. That would be our governor, Avian Noble. If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff, head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, 7 days free. If you want to end this year by supporting us with $1 or $2, or do it free. It's a free thing that you can quit. I don't care. We don't care. We also have been making more and more video. Mm-hmm. So if you have a TikTok or you have an Instagram, please like and favorite and share what you feel like, because we're putting our faces out there and our bodies.
Our
putting
bodies
our bodies
out
on the line.
That's right. We really
you.
Are.
So if you
nobody
want to,
wants that.
If you want to do something that's like, I don't want to give you a dollar, which I understand. Why would you? But if you want to do something, liking, favoriting,
that'd
sharing,
cool.
Or TikTok and Instagram is at Ghost Town Pod. It really helps. We really want to make more video and just have more face and body.
Yeah, yeah, and I know I'm not comfortable with it.
No,
but we're getting there.
We're getting
and
there.
We are enjoying ourselves, and we want to give you more stuff to hate.
Yeah, and it's like one of the ones we're doing today, it's not even an episode. It's a brand new, fresh new thing. Maybe you want to check it out. Head on over. It's Ghost Town Pod on TikTok and or Instagram .com. Nothing on LinkedIn. Sorry, losers.
No. Let's get back to the Beatles, who got extremely litigious on December 31st, 1970. So on the eve of 1971, Paul McCartney formally sues the rest of the Beatles, and it's not an easy thing. He turned to alcohol to cope with his decision, but didn't waver in his conviction. I know what you're thinking. Why didn't he just sue Alan Klein? Well, in his interview with GQ, McCartney adds that suing Klein by himself wasn't an option, that he would have to sue the band itself, as Klein, quote, wasn't party to the dispute. But for McCartney, again, it wasn't about fucking over his friends. It was about the music. Quote, there was no way I was going to save it for me, because there was no way I was going to work that hard all my life and see it all vanish in a puff of smoke. I also knew that, if I managed to save it, I would be saving it for them, too. Because they were about to just give it away. They loved this guy Klein, and I was saying, he's a fucking idiot. A London High Court judge ruled in favor of McCartney's action to dissolve the Beatles' partnership in 1971 and consigned the financial affairs of the former Beatles to a receiver until the band established mutually acceptable terms to their breakup. And McCartney was actually right. John, George, and Ringo's relationship with Klein went south shortly thereafter. In fact, just 3 years later, Klein himself would sue the Beatles for $19 million after the band decided not to renew his contract and the two parties settled, with Klein receiving approximately $5 million, according to Billboard. But though McCartney was probably thrilled at his legal win, things weren't good for the ex-bandmates for a while. McCartney felt John Lennon's 1971 song, How Do You Sleep, was about him, a jab for souring the last days of the Beatles. One lyric in How Do You Sleep says, quote, "The only thing you done was yesterday, and since you're gone, you're just another day." Though the relationships began the long process of reparation, John Lennon was unfortunately killed December 8, 1980, just 10 years after the Beatles disbanded, by obsessed fan Mark David Chapman outside of Lennon's New York City apartment. Of course, if you're a Beatles fan, that is not news to you. Paul and George eventually became close again, so much so that Harrison died at one of Paul McCartney's properties in Beverly Hills on November 29, 2001. His cause of death was complication from non-small cell lung cancer that had spread to his brain. Not to end one of our last episodes of 2023 on a sad note, Apple Corps Limited, the entertainment company founded by the Beatles in 1968, is still owned by Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, along with the estates of John Lennon and George Harrison. Even now, Paul McCartney is making music. After reuniting with the Beatles with the help of AI earlier in 2023, Paul McCartney released his album McCartney 2 in December of 2023, a testament that the Beatles' enduring creative legacy, beyond their controversy, will live well into the future.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.